This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com, 99cent.com with code CJCMMA99. 30% off all products with code CJCMMA30. Get a $1 per month hosting for 12 months with code CJCMMA1HS. Tire Buyer, tire buying made easy. Save 7% off with code MMANUTS7 at TireBuyer.com. Shave Mob, get a great shave. Save 10% off with code GWNETS23. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey, man, this is MMA Nuts, episode 309.
309!
Like Nina?
Yeah,
my name's
Nina!
My name's Ingo Michael.
Back with that show by my fans, for my fans, we're walking line between serious and ridiculous. You've been trying to sell me wolf tickets up in the 309!
That's right. 309?
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 309, not 209.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going up one. We're cooler than that.
I'm ready for the Nick Diaz return comeback tour.
Yeah.
Where's he been, man?
Partying, right? Like you said, Snapchatting away his life.
Snapchat, and, poolside. He's hanging out with Anthony Bourdain, doing his thing. I think they shot an episode of something. You know, Bourdain's got, like, more shows than fucking anybody. He's got, like, 12 different shows.
Well, he's getting a divorce now, so.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
How come?
Because
did they have like a throwdown in the living room?
Maybe.
And he like submitted his wife. She's like, fuck you.
This is abuse.
Yeah.
This is spousal abuse. Like, no, this is jiu-jitsu, bitch.
That's right.
You enter the living room, which is my octagon.
That's right.
It's go time.
I'll test my pee-pee. Yeah. No, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he had said that. And he'd mentioned something. I guess he did all right. Ask me anything on Reddit. He was talking about Joe Rogan and rolling jiu-jitsu. He's like, I will never roll with that fucker. That guy's crazy. All he does is neck crank people. And
really?
He's a gorilla strength.
Yeah.
Like, wow, does he just go hard on all the new guys?
Joe?
He knows one speed and it's like
full retard? He might be that guy, Matt. He might be that guy.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's like a thing in the gym I remember. Like, we're going to go easy, right? Yeah, we're going to go easy. And then the other guy's like going full. You're like, what the fuck? This is easy? What are you doing?
I get that.
Calm down. So, but you know, the thing, oh God, I missed that. Like, the thing is with jiu-jitsu, like, guys of higher belts, certain guys you have like some sort of weird chemistry with, and you just, it seems like it becomes like a cat and mouse thing, and it's fun, you know, versus getting dominated or dominating somebody like that. But Rogan, I would say, that would make sense that he would just go in there and just go balls.
Yeah. Well, did you see the video with him and Mark Coleman wrestling each other backstage a little bit?
No.
I think Coleman was probably drunk and went up to Rogan and started like picking on him, and then Rogan thought he was going to be funny, so he like arm dragged him and took his back.
Yeah.
And then Coleman just spun him around and grabbed him by the throat and just fucking launched him.
Oh, okay.
And he went flying into a pillar.
Oh, wow.
And smacked his back. Like, oh, shit.
Were they laughing the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, he's goofing around, but I mean, Coleman probably didn't realize his own strength.
He's like 20. Joe's like 50 pounds lighter,
fucking
at least.
Launched him.
Oh, my God.
Like, they both have injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
Coleman more
this
so.
This was recently?
Yeah, this was at the last numbered UFC event.
Okay, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Easy. That's funny. These guys are all crazy. They're all on something, too, so
yeah,
they're just, like, little hair away from just going aggro. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
What do you want to talk about first, Matt?
Let's talk about this UFC 95 epic card that I barely watched.
Yes.
The first fight. Bigfoot Silva and Hoy Nelson. And I'm trying to think even what to say about this fight besides Roy Nelson gets the knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Big John doesn't stop it right away. Roy Nelson throws another 5 or 6 unanswered blows. I mean, he's clearly out.
Yep.
Then Big John finally comes in, and then you see Roy Nelson not happy with the late stoppage.
Mm-hmm.
Comes over, gives him a little kick, middle finger.
Flipped him off too, yeah.
Someone was joking around. He's like, great, look what Verdum started now. See, you didn't find one guy. And this is becoming a habit, a
trend,
if you will.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Like, do you, okay, so.
You have to find him, period.
I was reading just before I came over that it's, the UFC isn't going to do shit, apparently. And it's up to the Brazilian commission to do any sort of anything, and they have said that they don't want to do anything.
Okay, so this is, see what happens. So Verdum does that, nothing happens. Now Roy Nelson does this, nothing happened. It's going to escalate. Exactly. It keeps amping. Where does it go? Oh, you can get away with that?
Somebody
well,
what can I get away with?
Right.
Shank.
Yeah.
You gotta, there has to be a line. You cannot touch the ref. I think other guys that have done that have gotten kicked out of the UFC in the past.
Yeah,
I forgot who, but.
Well, look, if you look back, I mean, maybe that was knee-jerk reaction, but Daly still hasn't been back because he hit Koscheck after the bell, you know, and yeah, I forgot who you're thinking of. Somebody has hit the ref before, yes. Don't remember who it was, but I think you got to respect the authority, as they like to say.
So, authority.
Yeah, you can't mess around. And I get his point. I mean, he was upset because he thought, you know, Bigfoot's his friend and you don't want to keep hitting him.
Well, so. Then Mark Hunt walk it off, like you said.
Yeah.
You can easily do that. Mm. You can't make contact with the ref, period. He has to be fined. I don't know if you need to suspend him, but there's rules in place for a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much the contact was. Was it a legitimate kick? Obviously not. But never should touch him because it was out of anger.
Yes.
You know?
Don't ever hit people out of anger, man. Only hit them when you're happy.
That's right. You're happy when you know it? Clap your hands.
That's right.
Or something.
Yes.
So, and remember last week someone had asked us, hey, if you could ask any guy to stop fighting, or are there any guys that you've seen that should stop fighting?
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a contender in this fight.
Bigfoot was knocked out like 6 times out of his last.
I was
going to
say Roy Nelson because that goddamn belly, but.
Are you serious?
No. Both. I don't like Roy Nelson.
Yeah,
so
no,
fuck that guy. Suspend him forever. Indefinitely.
But Bigfoot has had a lot of KOs.
He's won one of his last 8 fights and he's been knocked out 6 times in those.
Not good for your dome, man.
Well, here's the question I was going to ask you because here's a guy who had, I'm pretty sure, had gigantism, right? And typically, I'd say your life expectancy going to be reduced because of that. Mm-hmm. So if that guy wants to continue fighting and you know he's going to have a shorter lifespan, do you just let him do it anyway?
No.
Because that's what he wants?
No. You can't. Well, you can't let guys just do what they want.
What?
That's crazy.
You can't let him do what he wants.
No.
Fuck that guy.
Somebody should step in and, like, the doctor be like, hey, man, you're fucking yourself up. Quality of life, dude. I mean, I know you think you don't got a long way to go, but
it's okay. So he's got 5 years left to live. You gonna tell him he can't fight?
Yes. If it's not good, if he's messed up.
Where's the line for you? 1 year? The guy's got 1 year left.
But I don't think age till death has a factor for me.
Why not?
Is that the only thing we care about? Is if
well,
it's,
but to him, maybe this is the most exciting thing in his life.
It could be.
Is there a potential for him to be retarded? Sure. But I'm just saying, if the man's happy, let him be happy.
Okay. I don't know about
I'd say in his case, I let him fight on, but I would agree with you on other fighters to say, shut it down, like Big Nog, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was one where I'm like, we should probably shut that one down. Frank Mir, might want to shut that one down, too.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. Fuck it. Let him fight.
Fight on, the man says.
Whatever.
But then that guy's another guy who maybe Bellator would be the spot for him. Or a super heavyweight division. I think over the weekend we had a... God damn it. Road FC or one of these offshoot organizations had Hung Man Choi.
The guy's still around.
I believe that. Got it correct. Over 300 pounds, Ingo.
No.
Yeah, I think it was 350.
Okay.
He fought Mighty Mo, who weighed in at 292. Mighty Mo knocked him unconscious.
Really?
And he slayed the giant.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
Didn't he fight Jose Canseco or something, too? Hung Man Choi?
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
Touché. I think we need the super heavyweight class, no? At least for freak show fights. Can't the UFC put together some of this kind of stuff?
Bring back Tim Sylvia!
See? Why make the guys cut weight? If you do a catch weight of 140 for the women's weight class, which is above the highest one you actually have, and you do a super weight division.
Bring your cheeseburgers and pizza rolls and just be there.
Spectacle.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. So I'm good with it. Maybe the weight limit on the cage. That might be it.
Maybe.
Think so?
Reinforce that fucker. It held Brock Lesnar and Shane Carwin. I swear we thought they were going through it, right?
Yes. It's a lot of meat.
It is. And then we had Chris Cyborg versus, I don't even fucking know, and or care. So I have a good story for you. So
okay,
for this fight, I forgot what time it went down. Maybe 11 o'clock central-ish. Maybe a little later. Might have been 11:30. So my daughter had a homecoming dance. Ooh. She went with friends and whatever, and comes home and had a couple of her girlfriends sleep over. And like, hey, you guys are all eating pizza. I'm like, you want to watch the Chris Cyborg fight? I'm like, oh, okay. So Chris Cyborg gets ready to fight. And they're down there, and they have some interesting questions about fighting. So the one girl goes, is this a sport? I'm like, yeah, this is a sport. People punch each other in the face. The other girl goes, God, that Cyborg looks like a man. I'm like, no, that's not Cyborg. Cyborg hasn't come out yet. She's like, what? I'm like, oh, just wait. I'm like, holy cow, yeah. That girl is so scary.
Wow.
And then it was...
These are what, like 13-year-old girls?
Yeah, 14. 14?
Okay.
And then one of them... I was impressed to see like how knowledgeable my daughter was. So she's fielding all the questions. I'm like, oh, good. You actually pay attention. Yes. When I'm telling you what's what. And then at the end, one of them says, you know, this is gross.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, that was a little blood. He didn't get a devastating Chris Cyborg knockout in typical Chris Cyborg fashion. He got the mauling on the ground, but the blood and the swollen eye afterwards. So it was interesting. So I think this was, you know, obviously my daughter has seen a lot of UFC fights, but yeah. I think it was the other two girls' first time they actually sat down and watched an MMA fight, which is kind of shocking to me. I don't know, but I guess I'm in the bubble, so to say, right? Of my world has been fighting since day one, and my kids understand fighting since day one.
Mm-hmm. Did you show them BJ Penn's Joe Stevenson after that?
No. The funny thing was, I was kind of falling asleep waiting for the fight to come on, and then they all came blitzing down. I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, Cyborg, yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. I wonder, you didn't get any phone calls today about, what did you show my daughter? No.
Okay. No. I'd tell them, hey, watching fights. Mm-hmm. It's the deal. Man up.
It's on TV, so get over it.
It's not like I paid for it. You watch that in the privacy of your own home, too.
Yes.
So, yes, let's talk about the Cyborg again. Wins against Senpai.
Didn't look that impressive, I thought. Just so-so.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this weight cut. So, let's talk about Cyborg weight cutting and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, she was on the MMA Hour earlier in the week and talking about she had to cut 25 pounds in 4 days and that her nutritionist, George Lockhart, recommended her to go on birth control.
Huh. On a Monday?
Ingo. No.
Okay.
Ingo, I'm no doctor.
Yes.
But do you think a nutritionist should be prescribing birth control to help your fighter make weight?
No, and I always thought that birth control makes them gain weight. Not right.
Well, it's especially when you haven't tested it out, it could have the opposite effect. You have no idea if you're going to retain more water or not. Like, how does that affect the hormone balance in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very questionable.
Are birth control allowed in MMA when they test?
Apparently they are, but it almost seemed like you're cheating more, no?
Well, if they're really like diuretics,
it is.
Then that definitely seems that way. I don't know what sort of other performance enhancing potential it would have, but it's like the other question is just the way her body is, and knowing what I know about, you know, a lot of female athletes, does she even have a period? What would be the medical reason to have birth control? That would be a question too, is like, wait a second, did your doctor tell you should do that?
I think she was having them because I want to say there was like a 5 pound weight issue depending upon when the fight was compared to when her period was. So yes, that was a factor in this equation. And something we never take into account, right? We never think about a woman fighting, having her period or not, and then the fluctuation, here we go.
Fluctuation. Nice.
The weight change.
Like a flux capacitor?
That's right.
Nice.
Flux capacitors.
Right.
Capacitating or fluxing?
Yes.
It's sucking. So, with all that being said, do you think we should make... I mean, it's just a rhetorical question again. Why are we waiting to kill Cyborg? Why are we not making a 145-pound division here?
That's a great question. I think that they don't have enough competition, perhaps. And
does 135?
No.
135 never did. They built it around, you know, a handful of, you know, Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey, basically.
Mm-hmm. 45s? I could see it.
Maybe wouldn't a ton of these 35s be more than happy to go up to 45?
Probably.
You know?
They could eat.
Right. Misha, Holly Holm.
We know Misha likes to eat.
Right.
Mm, cupcakes.
That's right. Yeah. I bet you a ton of them move up. Are you going to thin out the other division a little bit? Maybe. But who cares? Does it matter?
No.
Why not have a healthy cyborg fighting? Make her, and if it's a catch weight, what does it matter what the weight class is? Make it 155 pounds. Who cares? It's not a real weight class. She's never going to go to 35. Nope. The thing I like to see about all this is at least the MMA media is finally like pushing on the UFC to open up that weight class. Mm-hmm. Is why kill this woman in the process? I feel like every time you make that cut, and maybe that's their plan, like make her make this cut a few times so that when we do this super fight against Ronda Rousey, like she's hurt herself in the process. So now you have a compromised Chris Cyborg versus, I don't know what kind of Ronda Rousey, but remains to be seen if she even comes back. Rumors of her coming back at getting a title shot. Did you hear those floating around?
Yes, but I don't believe it. I think it's all bullshit.
You don't think she's coming back?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it'll be tough for her to come back. I think more mentally than anything else. She can't come back and fight Cyborg right away. I think she needs a tune-up fight.
Yeah.
Get her mojo back.
See how that one works out, right?
Yeah.
It's a long time off. We're over a year. And you're still at a shitty training camp.
So with Edmund?
Yeah.
Damn shame.
Or not. Are we right along? Got something?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard this, but right. Boss Rutan posted a couple days ago that Inside MMA calling it quits in 1 week, October 1st.
Huh.
Apparently the viewership sucks, and they're calling
it
a day.
Why is that?
I don't know. He doesn't really say. It doesn't really say. I mean, it's a Mark Cuban owned station. So I wonder if there's anything to do with that, perhaps. Some conspiracy.
Spending all his money on Hillary Clinton support?
Yeah, I mean, there was a thought there maybe of cutting the fat, but I did watch that show here and there. I enjoyed it. I don't know, you know, what they're going to do with those two. I think those two could easily do a web show. They don't need to be on TV.
Yeah, they have their own podcast, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, the TV is weird.
Do you watch a lot of TV?
No.
Me neither. Everything is either streaming or has been recorded, or I just don't really. I find as I get older, I don't watch a lot of television. I really don't. I pick and choose a couple things.
The internet, right?
Yeah.
That's usually where I am.
Yeah, you have everything on your phone, too, you know? Who's going to watch a news broadcast or a whole game of something and just catch the two-minute highlight?
No, and a perfect example of the last, here, I'll give you a stat. The last UFC that was on Fox Sports 1, 41.5% of the broadcast was filled with commercials.
Oh, wow.
And it was only 16% was actual fighting time.
That's crazy.
Because I think part of the problem was you had a lot of early finishes.
Yeah.
And they're allocating 30 minutes for each fight. Regardless of when the person finished the fight or not.
Okay.
Hence why you watch that on a good hour tape delay.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Who watches? Watching it live is such bullshit.
It's ridiculous. You can't. It's unwatchable. Yeah. I have a problem just between rounds having a commercial. Like, we want to talk about how to fuck the flow of a fight up. Put commercials between rounds.
Yeah, bullshit.
Ridiculous. You got to stay in there. I want to know what's happening in the corner. What is this coach telling them?
Right.
You're the best champ. More of the same, you know?
Yep.
I want to hear Edmund. I want to hear the other corner. Instead of the announcers trying to tell me what happened during commercial break.
Yeah.
Like, really? Can we not just eat a commercial? I know they've done that in the past where even someone bought the commercial time and just this corner break is brought to you by, well, whoever. Do it that way so we can hear what's happening. That is important information that is lacking in breaking the flow up.
Yeah, that's why I like watching the Premier League soccer, because it's 45 minutes. No commercials. You just fucking watch 40,
nice.
One half. And then it's a little break. There's not a lot of commercials at all, actually. It's weird. It just goes.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, I love it. Not like football or basketball. I mean, they have commercials. God, oh my God, basketball, the last 2 minutes of a game.
Just turn it off.
It's like an hour by the time you come back.
Like, we're going to foul, and then we're taking time out. Just fucking play the game. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's crazy.
It's unwatchable.
That shit. What else you got?
Ally Quinta, out of his fight at UFC 205 against Thiago Alves over some contract issues. Guess he wants some more money. Uh-huh. And he was telling some stories about the UFC, how they took the bonuses away from him.
Yeah.
Because he had a few strikes. I think he had destroyed a hotel room.
Yep, remember that.
He swore on TV.
Remember that, too.
And he missed the fighter summit because I guess he was training for a fight he had upcoming. And then he ended up saying he was sick also at the time. So they excused him and said, oh, you can come to the next one. And they posted a picture of him at a beach. Then the UFC caught wind of it, and like, fuck you. And again, it sounds like the stuff that the UFC is doing sounds semi-illegal because they're judge, jury, and executioner in this process. So there is no third party mediating any of this process. It's just you've done a few things the UFC didn't agree with. Now you're going to be your own representation against the UFC, and they're just going to tell you to go pound sand at the end of that day.
Sorry, you're suspended, fined.
So, is that fair? I mean,
no,
it's ridiculous. You have a problem here?
Yes, I do. I think, well, he is a problem child. I mean, he's got John Jones syndrome where everybody's doing everything to him, right? But that's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, they do overstep a lot of bounds, and the problem that is... Obviously, the greater thing is without a fighter union, that's never going to get fixed.
Right.
Because who's going to say anything? I mean, you got nobody to back you. So if you have the union, which has been weirdly quiet ever since all that hoopla about a month ago.
Yeah, they must be collecting names and whatnot. Mm.
They're going to sign some big names, Matt. GSPG.
Well, they don't even need to as long as they have a
majority.
Vast majority, yep. Yeah. UFC 203, here we go, 203,
203
prelims, 205 prelims. So right now we're shaking up as Frankie Edgar versus Jeremy Stephens, which I think Jeremy, none too happy, tweeted, like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Why am I on the prelims? Tim Kennedy versus Rashad Evans, Jim Miller versus Thiago Alves, Rafael Natal versus Tim Boach, and there's a couple other fights.
That's like a main card. What's
I
going
know.
On?
This is like any other UFC main card.
How good is 203? Who's the...
Or 205.
Oh, sorry, 205.
But you're still missing the co and main event, and you also have Miesha Tate versus Raquel Pennington, Donald Cerrone versus Kelvin Gastelum, Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Carolina, whatever her last name is, K something. So you don't even have a co and a main event yet, which is weird. We're still a couple months away, and Eddie Alvarez... Conor McGregor, are they going to be on it?
John Jones!
Right. DC tweeted something. I think John has his trial this week. Or hearing with the NSAC.
Okay.
I want to say it's within the next couple weeks.
Okay.
So maybe some resolution there, I don't know.
That would be nice. That's weird. That is a very stacked card.
It is.
Wow.
I mean, and the weird thing is, I want to say Errol Hawani tweeted out, like, all the New York guys, not on the card. You have Noah Weidman, no Ally Quinta.
Why is that?
Well, I think Weidman, I don't know if he was supporting Ally Quinta and having a shit fit. Like, basically, you're going to fuck with that guy. Well,
yeah.
Then we might have some issues, too.
Hmm.
Union. Maybe in the UFC's best interest at this point.
Yeah, to cut down on all the bullshit.
Because then you have a process, right?
Yeah.
You have a grievance. Someone's going to take care of
that. I filed my grievances in triplicate.
Right?
Yes.
Let's see what else is going on. Sage Northcutt amping up the trash talk, Ingo.
Gosh, what has he got to bark about?
Here's what he said. He said, you know what's funny, Mr. Helwani? Mickey Gall said he was going to punch the spikes out of my hair. You know, in his pictures... his hair kind of looks like mine. He just doesn't have the gel in it. I'm thinking maybe he should get hair gel in it and style it or something.
This is the trash talking we're talking about?
Epic, no?
Okay, it's official. the man is gay.
Gay?
Seriously.
Come on. I love this goofy bastard.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who comes out and tries to insult another man by hair products?
Well, then Mickey Gall made a counter to his.
Maybe they're both gay. They're, it's okay. Hey, they're boyfriends that we don't know it. They're lovers, secret lovers.
So Mickey Gall says, yo, super scared, corn cut. How about a bet? Loser shaves her head. Stop taking selfies and take antibiotics. I'm going to hurt you. So now he's amping up the hair game.
Why does it have to do with the antibiotics?
Because I think he was injured. He had staff. That's what he had. And he couldn't fight at UFC 205 because I think Gall wanted to fight at 205. So they're actually going to go through with this fight, it looks like.
Wow. Maybe 207?
Something like that, yeah. So you're not a fan of this innocent trash talk?
No.
He's happy. Why can't the guy be happy?
You'd be happy if you had BBC in your ass, too.
Maybe.
Like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
I find it refreshing.
Yeah.
Because how... Typically, the trash talk is just...
Fuck your mom.
Yes. Yes.
I will kill him.
Yeah. And he's going down a whole nother respectable line of trash talking.
Your hair sucks.
Like, how do you feel about everybody calling you out? It's like, ah, it's cool, you know. You're not mad? No. You know, it is. All right. It's going down a different path. See how it works out. Interesting play, Cotton. Let's see how this one plays out.
I have no idea what he just
dodgeball.
Said.
Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can dodge a ball, you can dodge a wrench.
Yeah?
Oh, the other way around.
Something like that. Duck, dodge, dive.
Dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Something like that.
My eyes are itching, man.
It's all about the...
itchy eyes.
That's the nothing, though. We're moving right along.
We're there already?
Fast the show.
Thank God.
We got a lot. So we missed a couple questions from last week. So Tyler McMahon asks, he said, who would win a fight, Matt versus Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a fight on your hands.
I think you would. You got to get a hold of that little fucker. Grab him.
No, I want to keep it standing. He'll kill me on the ground. I'll probably get killed in the stand-up.
I'm thinking like clinch, man. That's your game. The clinch game.
Maybe. Seeing the way Coleman threw him around.
Yeah.
But see, my style of fighting is stupid. It's like Chris Lieben style. I am willing to just stand and bang it out.
Okay.
I'll go fucking toe-to-toe. But that's me. I don't mind getting punched. And that's stupid.
It's entertaining, though.
I know. I did win a Fight of the Night award, all right?
You did.
At the heavyweights. Just fucking stand and trade and see what happens.
Stand
someone's going to go down.
Wang.
Right.
Balls out.
So I would put my money on Joe, but you're going to get more of a performance out of me than a fucking CM Punk. So that's for damn sure. I'll at least take some bombs. And maybe we need a special rules match. Maybe it's 1 minute rounds.
Okay.
I'll stand up.
Okay.
Ooh. Even just hands. You want to throw hands? No kicks? I do have a better chance than that, I
you
think.
You would. Jorgen's got those nasty kicks.
No. I don't really want to eat one, but I will.
Yeah.
You're right. The clinch may be my best bet.
I'm telling you. Lock
him
up.
I got to close that distance.
Not up, not
down. I'm either all the way in.
Yes.
Or all the way in.
How's it?
Something like that. Greg LaFountain asks, when you see stand-up wars, do you enjoy them as much as you used to, or can you not help but think about all the brain damage they are taking and that they are taking years off their lives for our entertainment?
No, I still like it when they stand and bang. I mean, I don't want it to be obscene, like sloppy, but I like it when it's technical and they're going at it. That's always entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about brain trauma.
I only worry about it, semi-worry about it when we talk about it at this point. When I'm watching the fights, I want two guys to just stand there and bang it out for my entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, kill him! Rip his head off! Break him in half! You know, that's the kind of shit I love. During the UFC, follow-up from Greg. Based off the fights announced so far for UFC 205, do you think the UFC is relying on fans buying the pay-per-view strictly because the card has taken place in New York City? None of the fighters on the card are draws, so I really don't know what they are thinking.
Well, you know what? I think that's a very valid point because I'm thinking back on your list, And these are all top guys, but they're all top guys that people don't, what would you say, they don't have a huge polarizing factor?
No one on there is moving the needle. No. Except for, I think, out of all the people that are on it, I think Cerrone would be the needle mover.
But Stevens, who else is on that?
Frankie card? Edgar.
Jim Miller.
Misha Tate. I think those are the biggest names.
And they're they're all solid fighters. They're just not really that super popular. Maybe they're holding out. That's why. Are they hoping? Yes, I think they're hoping.
Yeah. I mean, because I'll ask the next question. If you're the UFC, do you put McGregor on UFC 205?
I think you kind of have to do something like that. Or John Jones.
Well, I'm saying I would not put McGregor on because he's going to sell a million plus pay-per-views regardless on what number or why the event is special. Like UFC 200, I don't remember what the pay-per-view, maybe it wasn't the highest, but everyone thought it was going to be. But I think first card in New York, at least from a ticket standpoint, is selling regardless of who you put on it.
Yeah.
From a pay-per-view standpoint, maybe. But I think you're better off having, you can have Conor McGregor and if it's Eddie Alvarez, UFC 207, whatever the event number is, but it really doesn't fucking matter who the other four fights are. You can put anybody. CM Punk versus dog shit.
Himself.
Let's see what happens. Yes. Right? So I'd say no McGregor.
Okay.
But you could do to John Jones.
Yeah.
That one probably makes the most sense if he can get through all this legal bullshit. Josh Conway asks, what do you think of Cruz commentating? Very technical, but damn, he sounds like an annoying high school girl.
He's got that voice. Yeah, I have a hard time with his voice.
He's too technical. I mean, he's great for post-fight wrap-up type shit, but he's not the color commentator. You need enthusiasm. You need a Joe Rogan type or a Daniel Cormier type. Hence, why I don't like a Brian Stan either. It's the same thing like a Dominic Cruz. You've been there, done that. These guys have seen or fought too much that it's just whatever. Great at analyzing it or looking at it after the fact. Terrible during the fight.
In the moment, yeah.
Yes. And then follow up, are you guys ready for Barao to get demolished again? Anyone decent at 145? His fight was so lackluster, I didn't believe he was going to get ruined. He looked so doubtful at weigh-ins, but stuck in there and got a decision. And he said, fast forward through most of his fight, and it looked like three rounds of feeling out. I feel like TJ Dillashaw broke him.
Yeah.
Either that or USADA, but
both.
Could be a combination of both. So yeah. I feel like you've got a bit of a broken fighter if you've gotten crushed twice, you know?
Yeah.
You're top of the world. It's
really tough.
Mentally probably harder to come back from that.
Yeah.
And when you're, you know, I don't know if you want to, are you a veteran in the sport? You're a veteran in the sport.
Yeah, he's up there.
But is he going to be willing to learn new stuff and push himself to another level? I don't know at this point.
Yeah, it's weird because was it Keith that kept talking about that? Like before, few times he was mentioning when he was over here, you never let your fighter take that extra punishment if you can avoid it, because it's just not good for them mentally, you know? Mm-hmm. Like a Junior Dos Santos, like Cain.
Yeah,
like those kind of beatings, you just, dude, the physical toll is such a small part of it. It's the mental toll of realizing that, wait a second, like, I'm not like this big badass motherfucker I thought I was. Like, literally, this man just beat me to a pulp.
Right, and especially, like, imagine if you were that fighter and you came into that fight at the best of your performance. You had the best training camp ever. Everything went right.
Yep.
And you got beat down like that.
Yes. And TJ Dillashaw, not looking quite the same these days.
Yeah, and another one of his training partners calling him out. Cody Garbrandt.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, you saw that.
With the neck tats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a winning combination.
Don't ever get a neck tat. You can get tats anywhere, but that's, I think, or
you're gonna get a tat, right? You're gonna get a neck.
Working on not neck.
Neck.
No, not the arm. No, I think from the neck up is like off limits. If you can,
agree.
Look classy pretty much anywhere, but from the neck up, that's definitely not gonna be good for job career wise.
Yeah, we're not that willing to tolerate tattoos. Tattoos are accepted.
Yes.
I agree with your assessment. Neck up, no good.
Yeah, no.
Tramp stamp, for a guy.
I have seen that quite a few times.
These days, I don't even know if that's acceptable anymore.
I wouldn't mind a girl having a tattoo on the ass cheek or both, but tramp stamp, nah.
You make your own, right? It'll all work out.
Tattoos?
Yes. Tramp stamps.
Right.
Christopher Flynn asks, what's going to happen first, women's 145 or women's 125?
45, I think.
I'm going to say 125 just to spite Chris Cyborg yet again. Mm. You know, there's a whole lot of spite going on. Nathan Percival asks, if Musasi beats Belfort, does he get a title shot?
Yeah, he's like the sleeper, right? That guy's been around forever, and he's fought a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
I think he could. I think he really could, especially if he has a good showing. I think he could get that. And, dude, he's knocked out some dudes, man. That guy's like
He's hit or miss. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to get the Damian Maia treatment for some reason. I don't think he's ever going to get the title shot. I think he's got a laid-back style at times. Yeah.
Comes in all like, hey, where's the beach, guys?
I love you, my beaches!
That's right.
Would you like to see Rumble versus Stipe at heavyweight, and who wins that fight?
Weren't we talking about that? I thought we were.
I think we did.
I would like to see that, and I don't know.
I think we talked about Jones versus Stipe. Yeah. And even Rumble versus Stipe.
That'd be good, too. Tough call. Both guys super tough. Rumble has a tendency to not look good sometimes. I don't know. No ground game from either guy, but Stipe's a pretty good wrestler. I'd take Stipe. I think he can.
I like Rumble.
Really?
Well, again, you haven't seen Stipe get hit by a Rumble. I think Rumble is the hardest hitter.
Might be.
In the UFC, in light heavyweight or even heavyweight.
Yeah.
Well, heavyweight would be debatable because Mark Hunt.
You got Mark Hunt.
And put them both on a punching machine.
Let's see.
Let's do some sports science shit and let's see what happens.
Is the one that's at like the arcade, are those real?
They're real to some extent, but each one's calibrated differently. So you have no idea what's what unless we all get to the same bar, we all hit that fucker and see what happens.
Okay.
If you're the UFC, would you be better off if there's a union? I'm going to follow this up a little bit with Chael Sonnen was saying, just look at all the people complaining about money and all the fights that are getting canceled and all the issues. It seems like ever since we had this sale, it's been nothing but problems for the UFC.
Yeah. I think a union would help. Like you were saying earlier in the show, I think that would normalize the behavior between fighter and
organization.
Yeah,
the arbitration process.
Because
there is none. No. Right? It's just what the UFC wants, they get.
So they could generalize some contracts and people know what to expect and you're only monkeying around with the fine details, maybe makes things smoother. Didn't Sean Shelby take over the fight thing now? Yeah, and they brought in some new guy?
Yeah, it was... Fuck.
Can't remember the guy's name.
No, two organizations combined. I don't know if it was Legacy and RFA.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who. But whoever was the president of one of the organizations, it's not that Sora's one. The other guy, Mike something or other, maybe. Man, that's why we are the best MMA show on the planet.
Yes.
We know half of the information 75.3% of the time.
Just Google it, all right, fuckers.
We're almost smart enough to be dangerous. So
that's right.
Just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I already asked that question. Huh?
I said I blame the lights.
Yeah, it's bright. Very bright. Your eyes are itchy. And Rigo Machado calls it out.
Oh, jeez.
Says, it's back. Pound sign. That's rule. Pound sign. Matt Rape Train.
Yes.
I'm not Rape Train. No.
Perfect.
Pound sign. Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Thank you.
Here we go. Would you rather dip your finger in acid or get your big toes eaten by a camel?
Whoa. That's a hard question.
I think that's easy.
I'll take the acid.
Yeah. You didn't say what kind of acid.
That's right.
So I'll take a very low grade one like vinegar.
Lemon juice.
Yes. Which is very good to dye eggs in.
Really?
You can use lemon juice instead of vinegar. It actually works.
I didn't know that.
Science! Yelling shit for no reason. Would you rather have your own restaurant or have your own nightclub?
Neither, thank you.
A restaurant. And what would you guys call it?
I think yours is easy.
What?
Rape Train!
Oh, no. Gluten-free Rape Train!
Anal Rape Train. I don't know. That's a tough one. What would I call my restaurant?
Yeah. No clue.
I don't want to own a restaurant.
Well, nightclub's got so many more problems. Yeah. Either way, you're going to have a tough time staying in business. Would you rather be a wolf for the rest of your life or be an owl for the rest of your life?
I like wolves. I'll pick a wolf.
Oh! Yeah, I'm going to have to say a wolf. I know you had one more question.
I feel like the running packs
didn't come in through. Would you rather be the absolute dictator of the world or live in your utopia?
Utopia.
Of course. Dictator, it's a lot of work. People want to kill you all the time, and you're going to kill people all the time. There's going to be a lot of death. Why be involved?
My own personal utopia, too?
Yeah, why
Whatever
not?
Whatever I want.
Something like going to Colorado for like 5 days on an epic journey. You know?
What, are you going to walk there?
I don't know. Good. It'll take a lot. We're going to need a month. You got a month? Just take a sabbatical?
Fuck it. Yeah. All right. I'm checking out.
We'll do the show from the road wherever we end up.
There you
up.
Go. Hey, you want to reach us? Just check our Snapchat or something. Twitter.
We're going on the road.
We'll tweet where we're at.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Any knowledge?
I'm thinking. Do you have something?
No.
Oh. Well, I'll bring this up. I watched The Revenant this weekend, or this week, mm-hmm. and it's a quite long movie, but I really enjoyed it. I thought the whole premise and story behind it was crazy, of all the shit the dude went through to survive, like, the nature and the elements, but what a culture, like, people had back then. Like, thinking about how much shit we have now, like, the simple fact that it's snowing could fuck up your world, like, 50, 70 years ago, right? Mm. And now... not a big deal, but if it snows a foot and you're like, and there's houses in here and you live in this field,
that's a problem.
You're big trouble. That's yeah. So think about that, you know. So it's cool how far we've come as humans, and I feel like hopefully we're gonna come further and not regress into our digital selves and lose touch with reality.
So you're saying you want to move to a wilderness area?
I'd still like to have my internet service, but yes, I wouldn't mind stepping out my back porch and seeing just a forest.
Yeah.
I would be cool with that. Or some mountains and streams and all that stuff. You know, I feel like, you know, rural is better versus suburban or urbanness.
Yeah, there's no fucking scenery really to look at.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we don't even live in like a college town or anything where you can like see interesting people, or California where you can be on the beach and just, you know, people watch. It's boring in Chicago. Ain't shit happening here.
We just have houses upon houses out here in fucking suburbia.
It's going to get cold soon. No one's going to go outside anymore.
Oh, that's my favorite. I'm looking forward to the cold.
When do you ever go outside anyways?
It's like, I was outside for like 10 minutes today.
Oh, they let him out today.
Yeah, I was out.
You got his 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
Nice. I looked at the lawn. My cat needs to be mowed. That's what tomorrow's for. Yeah.
I do today what you can put off till tomorrow.
That's right. And or Tuesday.
No point. I got nothing.
Nope. That's it. Shut
down. That's been this week's edition of a very mild and calm.
Yes. Nuts.
I feel like the topics this week were lacking. It's not our fault that nothing's happening. John Jones, we need you. Nick Diaz, we need you.
Well, I'm sure. It's whenever we have a lull in action, you get 10 times the shit happens next week. John Jones, DUI with hookers in the trunk. Two of them dead. One of them a midget. What?
Right. Exactly. Passed out.
And just wait. Shit's going to happen. It always works this way. It's cyclical.
All right.
All right.
Ingle Weigel.
Matt Grover. Thanks for playing.